Thrawn's eyebrows lifted slightly. Team 8 failed me, he said softly. Sending the message through you will let the others know how displeased I am.
And when Team 4 also fails you,
Sabaoth put in.
They will, you know. Will you be merely displeased with them too? Or will you admit your professional killing machines simply can't handle a Jedi?
They've never yet met any foe they can't handle, Master Sabaoth, Thrawn said coolly. One group or another will succeed. Until then, he shrugged, a few Nogri more or less won't seriously drain our resources.
Pelion winced, throwing a reflexive glance at the chamber door. Rook, he suspected, wouldn't be nearly that phlegmatic about the casually proposed deaths of some of his people.
On the other hand, Admiral, this attempt will have put them on their guard,
he pointed out.
He's right,
Sabaoth said, jabbing a finger in Pelion's direction.
You can't fool a Jedi twice with the same trick.
Perhaps, Thrawn said, the word polite, but his tone not conceding anything.
What alternative do you suggest? That we concentrate on his sister and leave him alone?
That you concentrate on his sister, yes,
Sabaoth agreed loftily.
I think it's best that I deal with the young Jedi myself.
Again, the eyebrows went up.
And how would you propose to do that?
Sabaoth smiled.
He is a Jedi. I am a Jedi. If I call, he will come to me.
For a long moment, Thrawn looked up at him.
I need you with my fleet, he said at last. Preparations for the assault on the Rebellion's Sluis Van space dock facilities have already begun. Some of the preliminaries to that assault will require a Jedi Master's coordination.
Sabaoth drew himself up to his full height.
My assistance was promised only upon your promise to deliver my Jedi to me. I will have them, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Thrawn's glowing eyes bored into Sabaoth's.
Does a Jedi Master go back on his word, then? You knew that obtaining Skywalker for you might take some time.
All the more reason for me to begin now,
Sabaoth shot back.
Why can't we do both?
Pelion cut in. Both looked at him.
Explain, Captain,
Thrawn ordered, a hint of threat audible in his tone.